3. Set yourself up for success with proper selection. In the teams, we were constantly reminded how it was important to focus on the small details, as well as to see how those details fit into the larger picture. That may seem contradictory, but it really isn't. When you truly have a sense of how a process works, you look both at the near term, what's happening right now, and what that will lead to down the line. This applies to every bit of dog training. If you can adopt that as part of your thinking, details, and big picture, from the moment you start to consider having a dog as a pet, you'll go a long way toward establishing the kind of relationship founded on authority that is necessary. I spent a number of years as a trainer of Navy SEALs as well as the dogs they employed. Any kind of training, whether it is human or canine, involves having a precisely focused image of what you want the end product to be. That means having an image of how that individual will behave, what he is capable of doing, how he will respond to new situations and stimuli, how he will respond to a command structure, and how he will fit in with others in the group. As an instructor of humans or a trainer of dogs, you also have to formulate an image of the process it will take to produce that desired end result. As you might guess, the SEALs have a pretty good idea of what traits to look for in potential candidates for the teams, what interests they have, what kind of mental capacities they possess, and so on. Interestingly, members of the SEAL teams are far more diverse in their background than you might imagine. Those core skills and traits they possess, thinking quickly on their feet, mental toughness, come wrapped in a variety of physical packages and with a host of educational, professional, and personal backgrounds. The Navy SEALs have one goal in mind: to get the best and train the best for the purposes in mind. There were many ways that the guys got to the point where they were able to meet our rigorous standards and graduate from basic underwater demolition SEAL, BUDS training, and then integrate themselves into the existing teams. You need to apply some of the same kind of near-term, long-term thinking and image setting into your selection of a dog. Keep in mind what I said in the introduction. A dog is looking for certain things from you.